Yeah, good. Thanks, Andrew.
If we go back a year ago, just remind our listeners, because a lot of interviews I've done around this time in recent weeks in the racing code, some clubs were with crowds on track, others were about to be cancelled, others got through okay. So if we go back a year ago, what happened in the Charlton Cup last year?
Last year we were the first harness racing meeting to have no crowds. We had owners, but no crowds on track. So it was very disappointing. We had all the umbrellas and marquees, and you know, we had dining packages and all that, but unfortunately we couldn't have a crowd.
That makes sense, because last weekend, the long weekend, a few of the clubs told me they were lucky they just got a meeting underway before everything really closed down. Can you recall how that panned out for you last year? Was this right smack bang a day or two and you're told that's it, no one on track?
Basically on Friday night, we had a meeting amongst ourselves, like amongst the committee, and you know, we agreed that with HRV that we couldn't have a public on track on that particular Sunday. So it was only on the Friday night that it was actually called off, about 7 o'clock, I suppose.
So you haven't had too many people on track for a while, because you were out of action for a year or so. So did you have people back when the track returned after the long hiatus, or?
Yeah, we did. We had a bit of a stop-start affair there too. We were programmed to start on the 20th of December of 2019, but we struck a 44-degree day. So that had to be put back to the 22nd, which 2 days later on the Sunday. But you imagine at that time of year, that put a bit of heat on us as well in other ways. So that was our opening meeting since we'd been out of racing for about nearly 18 months. And that was our opening meeting. And then we raced a couple of times after that, and we were really looking forward to the cup meeting. But, you know, being back at home track and a big crowd. But anyway, unfortunately, that didn't happen. I suppose, you know, there's worse things happened than that after that period of time. So, yeah, but it was disappointing at the time. I can recall that.
All right. So crowds now allowed on track to a point. What do you normally get, and what are you allowed to have this weekend for the Charlton Cup 2021 edition?
Well, we're up to 1,000 people allowed on track. And look, that would be a big crowd for us. So, you know, we'll be under that more than likely. But we're allowed up to 1,000.
Yeah, look, different figures for different clubs, and even though it might be a cap, as you say, for many clubs it's a cap that is comfortable, because that's what you wouldn't reach anyway. So effectively you're saying that if anyone wants to go, they can. Is it all pre-purchase? Again, I've had differing answers from different codes and clubs, and all fully okay under protocols, just some can't set up quickly and others can. For the person in the Charlton region that wants to just come on Sunday and buy a ticket at the gate, can he do that?
My word, he can. Yeah, you can register at the gate. We've got, we're going to have a number on the gate. We've got quite a few at the gate to try and process it there. And they can pre-register if they wish, but there's no worries about coming to the gate and getting into the Charlton Cup.
We're chatting to Joe Thompson, the club president, Charlton Harness Racing Club. They're one of the country cups coming up this Sunday as we speak. Last year their meeting fell, if you recall, or many people won't want to recall. It was smack bang when really tough restrictions had to come in for racing codes. Fully understandable. But the Charlton Cup last year, within a day's notice, no one was allowed on track. This weekend, up to 1,000 can attend, so why not consider going to Charlton? So you've got the magnificent new development there, I think the centre, which is used by the sporting codes as well. You're back on your home track, so a lot of good news about your club. Going forward, how busy a club are you normally? How many meetings are you allocated by HRV at Charlton?
Yeah, at this point in time, we'll get 12 meetings a year, Andrew. And we've actually established or grown our training centre as well here. So we've got a training track and complex for trainers. We've just had a new one come this week. He's actually coming in Wednesday. He's coming Wednesday. Thursday. His horses have come. They were coming Wednesday. And he'll be starting horses, Shane Sanderson from Menangle in New South Wales. He's bringing 15 to train from here as well as his base, as well as the established trainers, Greg Norman and Michael Gadsden.
And What about the allocation of those dates? Are they spread out during the year? Do you have a lengthy gap at all? How does your calendar work for you at Charlton?
Roughly 1 a month, Andrew. Yeah, it varies a little bit, but roughly 1 a month.
So you can't hold any meetings if there are... I'm just trying to work out, because the centre there is... Because your track is around the footy ground, is it, or next to? So can you hold meetings if there are local country sport being played, or...?
No, but we don't race on a Saturday. Most of the country sports on a Saturday. So it all works in pretty well, to be honest.
And it works well this week. So hopefully they have the country sport as it starts to get underway soon and they come along to your cup meeting. And how soon do you back it up at Charlton? Because you actually held a Sonata meeting the other week, didn't you? So you've actually had a few pickup meetings, yeah.
Yeah, they're renewing their public facility over there. So they transferred their meeting here, and we've got another one in April as well. We've got another three before the end of the season. So, and we actually got, there is cricket here. There's a cricket final here on the Saturday.
Before the game.
Yeah, no, it's a busy place.
It is, but you've got the terrific centre there. Good luck with your meeting. Great to know that you can have crowds, and a bit different to last year. And we'll certainly speak again. Always good to chat to you and your team from your club. And hey, thanks for taking the call. All the best, Joe.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
Joe Thompson, club president, Charlton Cup in the world of harness racing this weekend. Get along and support them. A cap of around 1,000. But if you want to go, you'll get in. Charlton Harness Racing this Sunday.